We're back once again with Mr. Earl Scruggs. And Earl, here a while back you was telling me about an interesting story about when you recorded Earl's breakdown.
I recorded that thing without a tuner at all. And my banjo at the time had bone buttons on it. And we went into the studio and we were using Howard Forster as a fiddle player for the show. And Howard is a tremendous fiddle player, but he never plays tune twice the same way. So we went into that tune. I had written a tune, and I just about halfway knew it myself. I knew the tuning part had to go in there. We cut that thing, and I did real good. The tuners worked fine. I mean, I used the standard peg as opposed to a tuner that had stops on it. The tune went great up until the very end of the thing, and I goofed it where he doop 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 at the end. And Howard Forster, he just outdid himself, I thought, with the fiddle break. And Don Law was the A&R man. And back in those days, we didn't have 12 or 24 tracks. We only had, it was binaural. Mm-hmm. So I said, hold that. Let's put a shave and a haircut on it, or let me doop-de-doop it again and do that. And I messed around and let Don Law. He said, "Why, Earl?" He was from England. He said, "Earl, it won't take but 3 minutes to do it over." And I said, "You can't do things over like that." And he said, "Why, you can do it again." I said, "Hold that one and let's do it again and see which one turns out the best." And I didn't know it, but he ran a tape back to the very start, and we had to do it a second time. I mean, do it again, but we raced over the first cut, and that's always been a sore spot every time I think about that, because neither Howard Forster either one did it like we did that one take.
Well, let's give a listen to Earl's breakdown.